We're here on KSOM, and we're talking college football as Northwest Missouri State prepares for the playoffs as they head to Arkansas to take on Harding. Joining us now is the head coach for the Bearcats, John McManaman. And, Coach, congrats on a great season. You're also Coach of the Year in the MIAA. How are you feeling about your football team coming into this playoff matchup?
Yeah, thanks for having me, but I feel really good. You know, we got a great group. I love every second I spend with them. It's just it's more than just football, and we're a family here. And I think you know, as we're trying to, you know, push up this hill that's tough, you know, where you try and climb it to make the playoffs and go as far as you can, you know, you got to overcome a lot of things, and we got to do it together. And so I've really, you know, taken this year to make sure that I enjoy the ride, you know, a little bit more than I have things in the past, because it's a special group, and you know, it doesn't always happen every year like this. So I've fortunate to have a great staff and a great group of kids right now that are playing football the right way, and they're giving us a chance to win.
Well, you've turned things around quickly, and they were 6-5 last year, and it's not bad, but not what they expected in Maryville. They expect to go to the playoffs, and you turned it into a 9-2 season. What do you think was some of the reasons for the quick turnaround for you in your first year?
Sure. You know, it's sometimes you catch lightning in a bottle, and you're just, you know, you ball bounces your way a little bit. But I think, you know, really, you know, we had a really good group of seniors. You know, there were 9 starters that left before we got here that transferred out. And so it was really a new team, and a team that was hungry, and a team that really wanted to, you know, be touched and have relationships with. And so, you know, I really, probably the best thing that I feel I did was I hired a great staff, and those guys worked their tails off with our kids, and we formed a bond of trust and belief, and they played for each other, and they really didn't care who gets the credit. Cause you know, you look at what we are offensively, and you know, we're one of the top offenses in the conference, or the top offense in the conference, and scoring and yardage and things like that, but we don't have anybody that's really blowing up the stats. You know, we play a lot of guys on both sides, and so that's rare these days. You know, everybody kind of wants their piece of the pie all the time, but we kind of preach that, you know, when nobody cares who gets the credit, you know, there's the good things will happen. And fortunately, we had a group that, you know, took that advice and really did it, and so it's been a blast. I mean, it's arguably the most fun year I've ever had coaching, just because it's A, the staff is phenomenal and they work their tails off, but B, these kids just they're like sponges. They just keep looking for more water to absorb and more knowledge to absorb, and they've taken it and ran with it, and they've made us better coaches, you know, as well, for sure.
They say, and I don't know who they are, but they say that if you have 2 quarterbacks, you might have none, but you make it work with Chris Runke and Zechariah Owens. How does that work between the two, because they got 2 different styles?
Yeah, great question, you know, and 10 years ago, I was exactly one of those guys that said, if you don't have 2, or if you got 2, you don't have 1. And what I noticed here when I got here was, you know, the quarterback play, we got great kids, but needed development. And to have a great team, you got to have a really good D-line, in my opinion, and you got to have a great quarterback. And you've got to have depth. And so we had to start developing a QB. And so our starter got, who I thought would be our starter, the kid that transferred in for us, got hurt the week of Mankato, our first game of the year, and was out. And so Chris came in, and I said, well, we got to start playing another kid. And the Zechariah Owens, who's the freshman, was really about 4 string at that time. And so we started getting him more reps and just getting him ready. And then, you know, lo and behold, he starts making a few plays, you know, and I'm like, golly, this guy's making more and more. And we went up to Mankato, and it was a downpour and raining, and Chris struggled a little bit, and we were planning on playing Zechariah anyways. But he went in a series and really did well. And then the second half did well. And so we started splitting time with him, and it allowed us, there's 2 different styles. You know, Chris is he's a pro's pro. I'm very smart, cerebral, you know, really throws the ball well, and was just kind of honing in on, you know, decision-making and trying to minimize the critical errors and just being fearless without being reckless. And I think he's gotten better at that as the season went along. And then Z is a freshman puppy, but he's, you know, he's arguably the fastest guy on our team and a great kid that just hasn't played a lot of football. And so we kept developing him and putting him in spots to succeed. And he's getting better and better and better. You know, his completion percentage is really high. You know, he led the conference in rushing touchdowns, and then he missed about three games getting hurt. And last week was even still a little bit banged up, but he's 100% now and ready to go. And so we'll need them both, and we'll use them both, and we're excited to go down to Harding with them for sure.
So defensively, Clayton Powers had a big year. He was named named Lineman of the Year. Zachariah was named co-freshman of the year. Power, 36 tackles, 7.5 sacks on the year. Obviously, he's been big up front for you. What have you liked about him and your defense?
Yeah, Clayton's a great kid. You know, he's one that one of my first days on the job, I came in and there were some kids in the conference room, and you don't really know anybody at that time, but they were big kids. And it was the D-line group. It was him and Niall Shutt and Cooper Berry, some of the older guys that were meeting with the younger guys, and they were watching film already. And point of the story is Clayton is a very cerebral player. I mean, he's very involved. He's a team first guy, and he's just a phenomenal person. So the leadership of this group, something special. All these guys that got awards, Carter Edwards, our inside linebacker that got unanimous all conference. He should have been defensive player of the year, in my opinion. I mean, there's not a better player in the league, but his leadership abilities is almost better than his playing. And so got a few guys like that on defense, and it's powerful. And so Clayton, with him, another thing is, he gets all these stats and he's a nose guard. He's playing inside, he's getting double teamed nonstop, and that's not a fun place to play. You see all these guys getting sacks that are edge rushers that all they got to do is rush the passer. They don't have to stop the run, but Clayton's equally disruptive, run and pass. And so that's a rare breed. But I think, if you got a good D line, we got a chance, and we got a good D line and they're playing well, and it's led by Clayton for sure.
Yeah, and there's one kid who's a local kid here in Iowa. He's from Greenfield, went to Nottoway Valley, Trent Warner, who's a freshman. He's got to play behind those guys. What have you seen from his development, getting to learn from guys like Power and other guys up front, and how that's come along for him?
Oh, man, Trent is going to be a good ball player. Trent, I'm excited about. He has been given our offensive line fits this year. Like, our scout D line is just really good right now, which bodes well for the future. But Trent is, he was close to playing this year. We had some injuries the first year, first game of the year, we lost three D linemen and for a while. And, if that had been midseason, he probably would have played because he had been really ready. But he plays the right way. He's thick. He's just a ball of muscle. He's just really thick. He's got a great wrestling background, very humble kid, but you'll hear his name a lot. He's going to be, he'll be playing a lot of football for us next year for sure. We're glad we got him and glad he's here, and just look for him to, he's 290 already and he's just solid. So really excited about him and what he's going to bring to the program for the years to come. And glad he's a Bearcat. That's for sure. We appreciate that, section of Iowa donating him to us.
Yeah, he's a good kid. Take good care of him. So Harding, I look at their stats and they got 2 1,000-yard rushers. They don't throw the ball, so they must run some sort of triple option, wishbone, whatever, running attack. What challenges do you see with their football team that you're going to have to deal with?
Yeah, it's like, in Nebraska, a lot of areas have 8-man football, and they just run some form of veer option and they get through the line of scrimmage and they're gone. It's similar to Harding. Harding has a niche offense where it is old school triple option. I think of Army, Navy, those schools and what they do, and they beat you down. They run a system, whatever you're in, they know how to attack it, and they rely on a 3-yard, 4-yard, 5-yard gain, 4-yard, and then they'll go 60. And so that does two things. It runs the clock and keeps the other team's offense off the field, and it keeps their defense fresh. So, they have the number one offense in the country, and their defense is top five. So they complement each other, really well. And so, our keys defensively is going to be, they're going to have, a 20, 30, 40-yard game, but we got to tackle it at some point, and make them keep driving. We can't just give them, one play where they go 60, 70 yards, let them go. And, I think we got a great blueprint for it. Coach Bostwick has our guys frothing at the mouth. They're ready to go and ready to play. And it's just, now you got to go see it, because the problem is you don't ever really see it during the year much. And you try and replicate it, in practice, but they've been running this offense for years, so they're light years faster than what we can even mimic. So you try and do as best you can, and then you got to get our kids there, and they've got to adjust quickly, you know, in the first series or two to that tempo and that speed. And then offensively, we can't mess around. We got to make sure we get up some points on the board and, you know, hang with them.
Well, Coach, it's been a great year. Hopefully it'll get even greater on Saturday as you head to Arkansas. Have a great trip, and hopefully a wonderful trip back to Maryville with a dub. Really appreciate your time, and best of luck.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks for having us on, and you know, hopefully we keep getting more. Iowa's a great spot for us, so we want to keep plucking from that area and make the Bearcats even stronger with our Iowa connection, for sure. So I appreciate your time.
John McManaman, head coach for Northwest Missouri State football, with us here on KSOM.